Welcome back, Life Point Church. My name is Brendan Rodriguez. I'm our student 1825 pastor at our Life Point Delaware campus. And thank you so much for returning to our drivecast today. Hopefully you've been able to be encouraged this week by some of our other teaching pastors from Sunday and our drivecast and things like that. On Sunday, we went through Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and into the end of Ecclesiastes chapter 9. And we looked at this idea that Solomon, the teacher of the book of Ecclesiastes, says is a harsh reality, and that he tried to use his wisdom to understand, and it kind of failed him. He didn't quite understand even at the end of the day. He talks about this idea that bad things happen to good people and good things happen to bad people, that essentially kind of what we looked at on Sunday here at Delaware, at least, was, man, there's some real suffering that can happen on this side of death, on some things that we can't quite understand, that we can't quite wrap our mind around. And if you were here on Sunday with us, I referenced just a few verses on Sunday, and I wanted to give you those references again, because I want to offer you through God's word hope. I want to offer you through God's word some hope, even in the midst of when we don't understand and when we do feel like we're suffering or that we're going through a trial. I want us to know that Jesus can offer hope. Jesus can offer satisfaction, and he can do that today. He can do that tomorrow, and any of those things. And so I wanted to share with you just in a moment those scriptures again. Kind of what I said was, not a moment of suffering is wasted. Not a moment of anything on this side of earth is wasted. And we started, when we looked at some verses, we started in 1 Peter, right? We've got this heavy hitting apostle Peter in his first letter to some believers. He says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 through 7, he talks about how we are grieved by trials. Yes, and it feels like essentially that we're like going through fire. And he talks about this idea that we pass gold through fire to make it pure. He says, but our faith is more precious than gold, right? So if we pass gold through fire, how much more should we pass our faith through fire? And he says, in results of that faith going through fire, it's going to produce praise and it's going to produce glory. That even in the midst of grief, and even in the midst of trial, even in the midst of suffering, we can have a different perspective in that. That it's going to result in praise and it's going to result in glory. And you're like, Braden, I don't know if that makes me feel very good right now. Well, then we have the Apostle Paul, another heavy hitting apostle. He's in his second letter to the church of Corinth. So 2 Corinthians 1, 3 through 5, he says, suffering does happen, yes. Suffering of Christ, actually, it happens. But it says that God comforts us so that we may be able to comfort others. And then he goes on to say that comfort abounds through Christ. And so when we talk about Peter, he says, yes, you will go through fire and it's going to be hard. It's going to result in praise and glory, though. Paul comes on to say, yes, suffering does happen. Yes, we understand this. And yet Christ comforts us, and that comfort abounds, and I believe more than the suffering, that his hope abounds more. Then he goes on, Paul, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 through 18, it goes on to say that the affliction, yes, happens, but it's preparing us. It's preparing us for something. And he says that something is an eternal weight of glory beyond compare. That one day there's an eternal weight of glory that's going to come from it. It's kind of reminiscent of what Peter says, right? It's going to result in praise and glory. So this affliction that is happening now is preparing us for a weight of glory beyond compare. Paul would kind of further that thought, Romans chapter 8, verse 18. He talks about suffering here on this side of eternity. Struggle on this side of eternity is not worth comparing to the glory to come. That when Jesus comes back and we get to be with him in our Father's house, that nothing compares to that day. We fast forward to the book of Revelation. It says there's going to be no more tears, no more pain. He's going to wipe every tear from our eye. Sickness, it's gone. He's going to heal us. We're going to be made whole in body. And there's going to be comfort. And there's going to be Jesus. I mean, there's going to be moments forever in which we get to worship our heavenly creator, our heavenly father, the one who loves us more than anything, that we'll receive comfort and we'll receive so much. A glory that is not worth comparing. Church, I hope that encourages you today. I hope that gives us some perspective today. I hope that that is the thing that comforts us now and comforts us for all of our days. I'm going to pray for us and then offer a moment for you to pray. Father, we love you. We praise you and we thank you. Father, we give you all the glory and honor, for you are the only one worthy. God, you are the only one who can give us comfort through the midst of our hardship and through the midst of our struggle. And that comfort comes through Christ. God, we know that you're working out something that's going to result in praise and glory. Father, we ask that you would give us the perspective then. Father, that we would not lose hope, that we would not lose faith, but rather we would hope in you. Keep our faith in you. Father, would we praise even in the midst of what feels like the darkest times? And would we praise in the midst of the times in which that are really good? God, we love you. We give you all the glory and honor, for you are the only one worthy of it. We pray this in Jesus' name. Church, we love you. Thank you so much for joining in today. I'm going to offer up a moment for you to pray. You are sent.